This is the Distracted and Disorderly Podcast. I'm Chris and this is Kayla.
This is Kayla.
We're just fucking idiots. Let's go.
Listen up. Don't forget to catch us at the Rock and Metal Music Podcast Festival, April 13th at the Eagles on City Hall Ave in Gardner, Mass. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. It is all ages. There will be swear words, but it is all ages. Presented by Smash Banana Productions and Heavy Metal Over a Six Pack. Come there and support the Minus 22 Foundation. We are going to be joined by Fans of the Dead podcast and Heavy Metal Over a Six Pack podcast. Come hear music from Bag Lady, A New Dysfunction, The Mighty Suicide Squirrels, Point the Finger, Pralium, and Creation from Crisis. April 13th. 5 p.m. at the Eagles in Gardner, Mass. And now enjoy the show. We're back. Interrupt the intro. We're back. We're back. Yo, we had to miss a week because somebody was all sickly. You know, freaking.
I had a virus. Did you want me to give it to everybody?
I want to knock my, you know what? No, I don't. I don't. She was like, I don't want to be out of the dog right now to the podcast. And I don't know if you have my throat.
It sounded like that one old fish from SpongeBob. Chocolate. That was pretty accurate.
That's very similar to Rocco's neighbor, though. She's like, Rocco. Rocco's Modern Life.
Neighbor.
Yeah, Mrs. Bighead. You ever watch Rocco's Modern Life?
I don't know.
Rocco's Modern Life.
We're from different generations.
I'm way not a different generation. Oh, okay, Zoomer.
Am I Gen X?
Z? Yeah, you're different. Gen Z.
Fuck it.
Yeah, so we had some sick illness coming around. The holiday, this episode is a little posting. You'll notice it's posting a little late. But
slow down! You're choking on your
tongue. I'm fucking juiced! But you'll notice that this is posting a little late because of the holiday. You know, we got our shit together. But now, you know, we figured we'd bang this out and get it done. You know, we're getting prepared for the live show. We're still not sure what the fuck we're going to do. But don't forget, April 13th, the Eagles in Gardner, Mass. I'm going to put the whole ad again before the episode. Don't forget, stick around and hear all the good stuff.
You don't forget to put that in the beginning of the episode again.
Yeah, I'm going to forget to tell the beginning of the episode. Okay, but.
I sound like the fucking Mandalorian all of a sudden.
Oh, Jesus. Fine. So we figured, you know, it'd be a good time to do a Reddit episode.
It's always a good time for Reddit episode. I love the episodes.
Is it though?
I love the Reddit episodes.
Is it though?
Why wouldn't it be?
No, I'm just kidding. But,
Reddit is full of surprises.
I am going to let you take over for this. Anyone still listening and watching, no, we appreciate you. Yeah. We're like past 40 episodes now. April is our 1 year anniversary doing a podcast. April, it's been a 1 year since we started doing this, and we've been pretty consistent. I think we've only missed a couple of weeks the whole time for good reason.
Anyways,
she's like, I'm moving on from this shit, bitch shit. Okay, so
let's start with, or am I wrong?
The subreddit, am I wrong? Go on.
This one is a little sensitive.
I feel like they're wrong. I'm going to call it right now. They're wrong. I don't know why. I just feel like I have a feeling in my bones that they're wrong. Okay. The OP is wrong.
This title makes me a little uncomfy, but I had to do it. There's still people on this Reddit typing. It was 3 hours ago.
Ooh.
The title is it bad that I made my dad avoid me now? All because I don't want him slapping my butt.
My prediction might be wrong.
Red flag. 17-year-old female, finally spoke up about how I feel when my dad... 17
female. Okay. Unless he's your coach, unless he's coaching your softball team.
Shouldn't be 17-year-olds.
That's true. You really shouldn't. Maybe no more butt smacks.
touching other grown-ass men, being like, hey, big slap on the ass.
I feel like nobody's smacking butts much anymore, but that's okay. I don't really watch baseball.
Do you want me to put a compilation of things together for you? Because they're there.
Baseball still doing it? Is that still a big baseball thing?
Sports get weird with each other.
Yeah. That's why I never went pro. Could have went pro, but I don't want to get weird. Okay, go on. 17, female, avoiding her dad because she doesn't want to get smacked on the butt anymore. Non-sports-like.
I, 17-year-old female, finally spoke up about how I feel about my dad slapping my butt for no reason. When I told him how I feel, he called me cold and bitter, all because I don't want to be slapped.
Cold, bitter, dead fish.
No periods, no commas.
He called her an ice queen immediately. Oh, I can't smack your butt, you fucking ice cold bitch.
When I told him how I feel, he called me cold and bitter, all because I don't want to be slapped there. And he goes and says, in quotations, would you rather have me slap you behind your head? And I just wanted to say, maybe just don't slap me at all for no reason. But couldn't, because it's hard to stand up to my dad. So when I did, all I did was just say, I don't like it, and then went into my room. This gets worse. Okay.
So he was like, oh, you don't like it when I smack your ass? And she was like, no. And he was like, maybe I'll smack your fucking face. How about that? Why don't you go get stuck in the dryer? All right, go on. Why don't you get stuck under the sink looking for a fucking... All right, go on.
Yeah, maybe chill out there. She's 17.
I know, yeah. That's what I'm saying. This dude's weird already. Go on.
This is her dad, okay?
Doesn't matter.
The next hour...
Weirdo motherfucker.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's disgusting. You're a fucking filthy, disgusting person. You deserve to rot in hell forever. Anyways, the next hour, we left to head to my grandma's house for a family get-together. I had fun, but my dad was just avoiding everyone, barely talking, and he always talks to family. When we left to go home, my mom took me in her room and discussed what happened earlier. She wanted to make sure that he didn't do anything inappropriate to me based on my actions earlier, but in reality, I just don't like it when he does that. I know he's not a pervert. Can I not just say that I don't want that happening to me? He's just messing around, in quotations. There are many ways to mess around. Now he won't talk to me. He won't pick up his baby daughter because of what I will think, but I don't think that at all. Is it my fault? ?
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you have a smackable butt?
And
you just tell
that,
people no? You just say no smackings on this?
I'm a little confused. She said he won't pick up his baby daughter anymore, so he won't pick her. At 17, nobody was fucking picking me up.
Does she mean, like, pick her up from, like, things because she doesn't have a car or,
no,
like...
pick her up because he's afraid that if he touches or goes near her butt again, somebody will say something. Like, when you pick somebody up, you know, you kind of, like, hold them.
So this is left field for me. Like, so she was like, don't smack my butt. Now he won't pick me up.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? You're 17 and he's smacking your butt and you know enough it's inappropriate. Why is he picking you up? I don't understand.
Yeah, but also the
is
mom
he dropping
pulled
her off?
Her aside. the mom pulled her aside and was like, did he do anything else inappropriate? And she was like, he just touched my butt. Like, I just don't want him touching my butt. Like, I want him to act normal everywhere else. He just shouldn't be touching my butt.
Jesus. What do you think? DistractingAndSorely@gmail.com. Should dad not smack her but also pick her up by the butt cheeks, or should he smack her butt cheeks but not pick her up, or just drop it all together, maybe just not be near the butt cheeks of his 17-year-old daughter?
There's dads in the comments that are so weirded out by this. Okay, the first one.
Let's hear it. Comments.
As a dad of a daughter your age, I would not ever think of smacking her butt. So sorry you are going through this. You have every right to ask him not to do that, and he shouldn't be taking offense to your request. The next one, exactly. Hug, maybe a kiss on top of the head. High five. High fives are good. And then another person, 17 isn't too old for horseplay either, just so long as both sides are having fun. Edit. So there's a bunch of people interpreting this as an endorsement of the dad's behavior. It's not. We clearly have one side not having fun. And what I'm endorsing is don't treat your girls like they are suddenly made of glass when they hit their teen years. Especially true if you have boys that you continue to play rough with. Some father-daughter bonding takes the form of rough play, like splash fights and pushing each other in the snow and shouldering each other over the space.
It's very
on the
specific.
Couch. These are really weird. I think that
that's it very just says, hey, sometimes if I want to whitewash my daughter in the snow, I'm going to do it. Okay. It's not weird. Whatever. You don't have to get specific.
I think a dad slapping a 17-year-old daughter's ass is really offensive. The ass should be a no-touch zone for dads in general. It is something boyfriends do to girlfriends. Even then, it can be a turnoff. Yeah, ooh. I just feel like you shouldn't slap anything ever at all. And a 17-year-old girl who is beyond puberty age, usually, sometimes people hit puberty at like 17, 18, it can happen. But like, you should not be slapping your daughter in any way, shape, or form that way.
And how is he doing
that? You're not going up to your sons and ball tapping them. Why would you touch her ass?
I don't even want to speculate how he's doing it now that I'm like, yeah, like that comment was, that's boyfriend's and girlfriend shit. You don't just smack your daughter's butt.
Yeah, but why did he get defensive about it? Why wasn't he like, oh my God, my bad? My immediate reaction would be like, I'm sorry. Not like, well, you want me to smack you upside the head instead? You want me to smack the head? Is that good? No. Don't do that at all.
Who knows? Maybe that's how he was raised. Maybe his dad smacked his butt all the time.
It's just so gross and weird. You
but also, it's weird to me in this day and age for someone to not know something's not normal. It's weird. It's 2024. Like, you could easily, you know, hey, why does my daughter get weird when I smack her butt? You can Google it. People will be like, oh, you definitely shouldn't be touching your daughter's butt. Like, unless you're wiping it because she's a baby, don't touch it.
It's just gross and weird and like.
Is that it? Is that it? That was it right there? She just wants to know if she's, she wants to be picked up still.
No update. No, I think that she's overthinking it because her dad is reacting in a childish way. Your daughter shouldn't be supporting your feelings when she's the quote unquote victim here. Like,
yeah,
act like a fucking adult.
You're going to be visited by SVU. So it's what you got? What you got? You got another, what you got? What's the next one?
I have two more that I think we could fit in the episode. This one is from Am I the Asshole, which I love this subreddit.
It's such a good subreddit. Am I the Asshole? So there was another one I stumbled on the other day. Anyways, go ahead. It'll pop up and I'll cut you off mid-sentence somewhere and tell you.
Thanks so much. I already have trouble reading these because there's no punctuation and half of them are illiterate.
Your brain fries when you read them.
I can't read them. This one is just stupid, and I want you to think about how you would react in this situation with your significant other, because I did read this one, and I read it, and I'm like, why is this person posting? This is really stupid, but it also made me irritated, so we're sharing it because I had to read it.
Let's go.
Okay, am I the asshole? My friends got upset. I moved my boyfriend in his sleep, which immediately I was like, what?
What does that mean? To a new location or just pushed him over a little bit? Arm? Okay.
Okay. So I feel like I'm either missing something or I'm in the twilight zone. Or maybe I'm just an asshole. Over the weekend, my boyfriend, 22 male, and I, 24 male, went to a friend's house for a small Easter get-together thing with a few friends. We had drinks and my boyfriend got really drunk. He doesn't drink often and is a lightweight. We were already planning on staying overnight as our friend opened her home to that so that people can drink and not have to worry about driving. One of the people there is my, this is what I mean. One of the people there is my,
come on, Reddit posters. Go to fucking English class. Anyways.
One of the people, my boyfriend's ex, in quotations, David, we are cordial, but definitely not friends, mostly due to him. He doesn't
Is this all men?
Yeah, I think so. From what I read, it sounds like it's just all guys. Well, and maybe like, I think there's a couple that is male and female, but there's two guys that are together.
Okay.
And then one of them has an ex-boyfriend. So they're gay couples.
Okay.
And an ex.
I'm just trying to keep up. And sometimes these stories are all over the place. They start adding people.
So the boyfriend, the guy that's talking is a 24 male. His boyfriend is 22 male. And his ex-boyfriend is there. Okay. I know we are cordial, but definitely not friends, mostly due to him. I lost my spot because you interrupted me. He doesn't care for me, and I know he still has feelings for my boyfriend, but we try to work it out for the sake of our friend group. It was around maybe 11-ish when my boyfriend said he needed to lay down. He was really drunk at this point, so I set up our floor pallet. What does that mean, floor pallet? P-A-L-L-E-T. It's not like palais or something special I don't know about.
No, that's
right?
How you spell pallet, so I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Okay. I set up our floor pallet in the living room and got him laid down for the night. I was still having a good time, so decided to stay up with everyone else in the kitchen. About 10 minutes later, with zero announcement or anything, David got up from the kitchen and went to the living room to lay down on the pallet right next to my boyfriend. I gave my friends a look, but they kind of dismissed it and said, he's fine. I just felt weird about it. I stayed up for another hour or so and then decided to lay down. When I did, I moved my boyfriend over and I laid down in between him and David. David got up and was like, what the fuck? And when my boyfriend and I went to leave the next morning, a few of the other people there acted weird about what I did, basically insinuating that I think David is some sort of creep. I do kind of feel bad about it, but I never said anything bad about this person. I wasn't even expecting him to share the palette with us, so the situation threw me off guard. I also feel like my friends are over-exaggerating, as my boyfriend wasn't upset at all. He said it's not a big deal that I moved him.
Well,
that's the end of it. Why is David sleeping in your pallet that you set up for you and your boyfriend? Where doesn't David have a friend?
Why are people even mad that you moved? You moved him, like...
Because maybe David is closer with these friends than said person is.
Who cares, and like, nerds? Like, use your fucking heads. Like,
imagine you and your wife go to a party and they're like, you guys are staying here, like, drop your keys, whatever. And you're like, cool, I brought an air mattress and she wants to go to bed early. And then later you go to lay down with her and somebody's in the bed next to her.
Some
and
other dude's laying like, with her. Hey, it's cool, man. Why are you so worried about it? He's only got two fingers in her. And I don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. But, like...
It's yeah, so you're moving, but I'm leg dropping you out of there.
Yeah, but they dismissed his feelings. They were like, they just dismissed me and said, stop trying to make David seem like he's a creep. When I was reading this, I'm like, what?
David, you all are creeps. All of you are creeps. We're out. We're not friends anymore.
I feel like it's so common to hear this in Reddit stories where the person talking is fine and everyone else is crazy. I'm like, you need to get away from these people.
The other thing is we're only hearing one side of it, too, so who fucking knows?
Yeah, but he sounds so nonchalant about it. He's just like... I don't know why my friends are upset. Am I crazy? Like, maybe I'm the asshole. And he said at the beginning, and I didn't even read the comments, but there is so many people. Oh, my God. Somebody said, this is a tough situation for you. Not going to lie. Friends often make jokes about the new partner of a friend's ex to boost the mood or confidence of the friend. Fair or not, it happens. If it continues, you may have to talk to your boyfriend about it because he needs to lead into this. If it's necessary. It seems that they're mostly originally your boyfriend's friends. That's why I say it. Maybe others can give you better advice.
That sounds like he didn't even read it.
OP said, I have no idea what he told them, but he definitely had to have been talking shit. I just don't feel like I did something wrong when I don't think I did. These people are just weird at times, too, when it comes to boundaries. They think a lot of stuff is funny that I don't. Oh, they think a lot of stuff is funny that I don't think is funny. So, like, they thought they were getting all pissy, but OP comments, I didn't even move David. I moved my boyfriend over to sleep next to my boyfriend. David shouldn't have been there anyways. Like, why is David in the picture at all here? I just thought this post was so weird. I'm like, who in the right mind is going to pick David's side? For what?
I'm so
confused. Why are your friends talking shit to you after the fact?
I'm so confused. Yeah, those aren't friends anymore. Like, we're not hanging out anymore.
But no, if they're like,
it's fine. Your girlfriend's ex just laid next to her. It's fine. You just sleep somewhere else. I'd be like, I'll kill all of you. I will kill the house. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, yeah, of course I'm laying with my girlfriend and or boyfriend, whatever, you know, like, I'm like, what do you think? I'm going to let their ex sleep with them and I'll sleep on the couch.
Yeah. But why was OP so nice that they were like, let me not move David. I'll move my boyfriend and sleep in between them.
Get your shit together, people.
Kick David in the head and tell him to move along.
What do you think? Distractedandisorderly@gmail.com. Should you let your ex sleep with your significant other and you just piss off or fucking hey, pound sand. Okay, buddy, I win tonight.
Win tonight. No. So OP, it wasn't his ex. It was his boyfriend's ex.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy. That's crazy. You found all the disappointing fucking Reddit people out there. Jesus.
Well, I found one from Two Hot Takes.
Give me something uplifting.
This is not uplifting, so let's go. Okay, this one says, what is with everyone trying to convince women who are child-free that they'll regret it?
You're gonna regret it.
This one is a little...
Don't you want to be stressed out and broke?
Buckle up! Buckle up!
Okay.
Strap into your car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just read a post on here about a girl who said her boyfriend was trying to baby trap her by messing with her birth control and the condoms. And people are in the comments telling her that she'll regret it or she'll change her mind and blah, 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 when that was not the point of her post at all. First of all, psychotic.
What the fuck?
Just wait. Her post was not written for people to try and change her mind about having children, and she has known that she didn't want kids since she was 15. Stop trying to convince women to have children. If a woman wants children, that's terrific, and they should have them. If a woman doesn't want children, that's great, and they don't need to have children. Stop putting your views on other women to have children that they don't want. It's really weird to say that you'll be alone and have no one to take care of you. Who says that you'll be a good enough partner for your child to want to take care of you when you're older?
Isn't there enough pressure on women as it is?
There's a lot of pressure on
and you're going to add have a baby to it? Hey, get your life together. Look pretty. What's wrong with you? Your ass isn't even big enough. What are you doing?
You know what?
You're not skinny enough. You're not thick enough. You're not curvy enough. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You're not good enough. And you're not going to have a kid, you piece of shit.
Yeah, but you know what else is fucked up? This girl was just trying to post about how her boyfriend was trying to trap her by messing with her birth control and condoms. And people were like, you should have kids.
You should just give in and have a baby with a piece of shit, okay?
You should just have a baby with this guy.
Yeah. The guy who puts on the Swiss cheese condom and fucking goes right in. Yes. This is the guy.
Okay, wait. And why are you putting this burden on children anyways? Why are you having children with the hopes that they'll take care of you when you're older? Ooh.
That's another one. Who's going to take care of you? That's why you had kids? That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's not really a good thing.
Hey, when I'm older, I need you to wipe my ass, make my food, and be there when I'm dying.
Yeah, but parents otherwise expect their kids to do stuff or that they think that their kids owe them something. Your children didn't ask to be brought into this world.
You know what? How about you raise them right and they'll help you on their own accord?
Yeah, whenever they, you shouldn't expect anything. But it says women are not baby-making machines, and people need to stop worrying about women's reproductive systems other than women and their doctors. That's between them. So
someone got all ultra-political out of nowhere, which is cool, but it's just like
which is so crazy, like this, there's somebody that wrote in that says, I'm addicted to free time, extra money, no stress, hobbies, freedom to do anything at any time, no need to reproduce here. The world doesn't need more people. It doesn't need any, this is an extreme opposite point of view, but doesn't need anyone's kids. Kids don't need to be made just to suffer. Going on 10 years with my wifey and loving every second of it, like actually loving it, not the fake, well, it's hard, but having kids is the best thing I've ever done.
It's so rewarding. It's so rewarding.
I don't know. I feel like. So I picked that one because I feel like at my age at family gatherings, a lot of people are bringing that topic up. Like a lot of women in my family do have kids and I don't. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Like if nobody brings it up, I still feel the pressure regardless.
Of course. You know, you're waiting for someone to ask because it's such a common thing to make up. You know, there's enough of that generation around that kind of like, you know, you turn 19, they're like, you're not married yet? You're not pregnant? What's going on? It's like, I don't even know who the fuck I am.
Crazy, because I feel like the age was lower and then it went up again. And then it went lower. So people are having kids from like 18 to 22 to 24 now. And I'm like,
there's like a gap. You're either 40 and having kids or 18. It's like weird.
It's just, yeah, it's weird right now. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you want me to do this because.
Yeah, but you know what? If you want, if you feel like that's what you want to do, do it. Don't, who cares? But if, don't shame people who don't do it. You know, goddamn. What do you think? Distractedisorderly@gmail.com. Right.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Do it.
It's going to go away.
Do it.
I don't know.
Do it. Yeah. I don't know. There's enough pressure today on everybody. Isn't there enough pressure on everybody? Have you gone shopping lately?
I saw peanut butter pretzels at the store today for $9. Nine!
Ooh. No, we don't want to, you know, no, we're not going that route. We're not going that route. That was good. That was a good few little stories from Reddit. Is there any comments you want to read? Any others? Or, you know, you're good. You got, they were going to, just going to deep dish, dive on each side.
I have some Am I the Devil?
Let's do one Am I the Devil.
Are you sure?
Pick a shorty.
Oh, well, just kidding. It was removed because it was too much for Reddit.
Bastards.
But the title was, Am I the Asshole for wanting my girlfriend to overcome her ick?
If you Dang gave her it. The ick, you're fucked. You're fucked.
You're fricked.
Well, let's wrap it up then. Let's see. Oh, wait, you find something else?
Yeah, I think. Why do you really want to read this one, though?
I don't know.
It says, here, I'll read you the title and you decide. Found out that my husband sleeps with his ex-wife from time to time to prevent her from dating.
That's a whole nother level of psycho.
True off my chest. And it was moved to Am I the Devil? It's a short one.
Do it. Read it. Go.
Okay. I just want to lie down in a fetal position and cry. We have been married for 2 years, two happy years, until I stumbled upon an email from her that said that she didn't want to do this anymore because she wanted to find love and meet other men. He answered her that he loved her more than anything, even more than the children. They have three. And, okay, sorry. What?
I love you more than my own kids, bitch.
And that he would give her all the sex she wanted in return for the love of our children? Kids. Anyways, then he went on about how it was safer for her not to let in strangers into her home. I hate fucking everything.
I don't want other dudes coming up in here. So I'm just going to, once a week, I'll pop in, take care of that.
I was freaking out about the literacy here, but never mind. She said that she was done. He asked her to marry him. She told him that she didn't want him back as a husband. He said he loved her. Now I know why he refuses to have shared custody with her and would rather pay $4,500 in child support instead so she doesn't have time to date. I am so heartbroken. I feel like trash. Why is he doing this? So her husband proposed to his ex-wife.
On the side. Is he trying to have like... Is he trying to be a polygamist? Is he trying to like have two wives and he's like trying to build up to something?
No, it sounds like he is selfish and has a problem.
Sounds like he's a piece of shit. Why did you marry this
new girl? Someone commented, JoJo B New York City girl commented, I'm so sorry, OP. You need to save that evidence and see a lawyer right away. Don't waste any more of your time with trash. Do you have any family or friends that you can stay with? She said, my parents, yes. No harm intended, but why did he marry you if he's so smitten with her? It's merely inhumane to bring someone else into his life in order to harm.
It's genuinely fucked up. That is fucked up.
Why are you fucked up, people?
Why can't you just like be normal? And you know what? Normal is very wide ranging. There's a big spectrum of normal.
Yeah, but this is a dangerous situation because if the wife confronts it and he has a backlash, she'll be harmed. So sometimes it's best not to say anything, hire a lawyer and wait till the lawyer says pack your shit and then you're good.
Yeah, but get everything situated so you can walk away clean. God damn. Well, that depressed me for the end of the episode.
Sorry. That was funny to me because just
sleep in my pop filter. distractedsorely@gmail.com. How fucked up are these Reddit episodes? Some of them are just sad. There's sad people out there. There's a lot of sad people out there. Can we not be sad people? Like, you can be sad, but don't be a sad person. Like, elevate your fucking heart. I don't know. But yeah, over the next couple weeks from now, we got that show, the little live show. We're trying to figure out, you know, exactly what we're going to do. We don't know. Kayla looks, we're nervous. We're a little nervous. We never did like a live podcast show thing.
I'm not nervous, actually.
No?
At all.
I'm going to drink a nice, I think I'm going to drink a nice Jameson and ginger ale and just, you know.
I just do that anyways.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I'll just make sure I have a designated driver and then I'll be fine.
It's a long show. It looks like it's going to be like 6 to like midnight. Definitely come by and check everything out. Like I said, beginning of the episode, you're going to get that ad. You'll hear it all, see it all. You'll know when, where, and how, and when. And
go to the website, buy the tickets. It's buy cheaper the tickets online on the website. Instead of at the door.
Yeah, there's website tickets on there. There's merch. we're in the process of thinking of what we can do in that realm, but we're still trying to figure merch. Out. We're still trying to figure out our own lives. We're trying to figure out what we're doing here, what we're doing there.
We are very well put together, people.
Yeah, as you can see, the only thing good about me is my haircut. But
mine is not that, so...
Sweet turtleneck, though. Yeah, yeah.
Covers up my beard. Just in case anybody was...
Beards are in, beards are in.
Who needs washed hair? You who needs fake washed it. Hair? Not me.
But yeah, thank you again. Sorry for the late episode. Don't forget, check out all our other episodes. We got videos up. What did we do? What was our last episode?
Reddit.
Was it really?
Reddit. I read you Reddit stories. You don't remember?
Oh, that's true. We do Reddit a lot.
About the psychopath?
We do Reddit a lot. Should we, you know?
Maybe, no!
Maybe we'll don't just even. Be a full-on Reddit podcast. I don't know, people. DistractingUsEarly@gmail.com. Tell us what's up. You know our socials. They'll be at the end of the episode. Stick around. You know, check it out. And hopefully we see you at the live show. If not, enjoy your fucking week.
Hope so, because Chris likes to talk, so.
Say goodbye, Kayla. Are you for real? Is that for real, Bubbies? I can't see my other... Da-da-da.